Hello, welcome to WGLY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and in the studio today, all the way from Japan, we have John and Tammy Junker, who serve with the Evangelical Alliance Mission in Nagano?
Correct.
All right, I'm going to butcher some of these names, I'm sure. So John and Tammy, welcome back to the U.S. They're looking a little haggard here this morning. They've only been in the States a few days, so that's some serious jet lag from Japan to the United States. John, tell me, first of all, you've been in Japan for a while, so how did you get started out over there?
Yeah, I was born and raised there. My parents were missionaries and went to Japan in 1954, and I was born in a few years later, and then been there all my life.
What was it like to be a missionary kid in Japan?
Well, that was the only life I knew. I didn't know North America, so my first language I learned was Japanese before English, so that was something I grew up with. I went to Japanese kindergarten, lived and played with all the kids that are there, so I was used to Japan.
That is funny, you know, when you grew up in another country. I did a little bit. My dad was in the service, and I remember coming back after living in Germany for 4 years and coming back and confronting a round doorknob for the first time. I had no idea what to do with a round doorknob. I rattle it, you know, because in Europe they use handles. So just things we
had the same problem. We didn't know English, and so we were staying with Grandma, and my brother says, I have to go to the bathroom, and he couldn't say anything. English, and she found out real quickly that what he needed to do.
There are certain phrases.
We didn't know the phrase, and she got it. I still remember that. Just like, yesterday.
Wow. So your folks served as missionaries in Japan for
47 years.
47 years. Your dad recently passed away.
He passed away in April 25th.
Okay, so that's still fresh. So I'm sorry for his loss. But 47 years he served.
They served from 1954 to 2002, something like that. And so then they, and they retired then. Then they lived up in Petoskey, Michigan.
Okay, so you grew up in Japan.
Correct.
And you decided to
No, I didn't want to become a missionary.
Didn't want to become a missionary. So how did you reach this point? I want to get Tammy in here and find out how she got into this.
The last thing I wanted to become was a missionary because I saw how hard it was. And Japan's a hard country, difficult country. My parents did, compared to lots of missionaries, probably they did quite well. But it was very difficult. And as MK, I saw the difficulty, Dad would come back and say, that person said they were going to be in church tomorrow or today, and they didn't come. And that was like happening all the time. And so I knew how difficult it was. And but when I was in college, the Lord spoke to me about missions, first of all.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Tennessee Temple, which is not around anymore. But I went there, and God really used His Word and the missions, all the missions emphasis they had there. And the Lord spoke to me about missions first of all, and then later on about Japan. So it was not Japan first, just missions.
So, Tammy, how did you get involved in this this outfit here?
Well, I was not from a missionary home. I was from a very secular home, actually. And in college, God really grabbed a hold of my heart.
And where did you go to school at?
Stanford.
Stanford, okay.
So they had a lot of good Christian groups on campus, and I was able to really look at what the Bible taught, and first of all, God gave me a heart for Japan, so I fell in love with Japan, and then Jesus in college, and in senior year, the two loves kind of met, and I went with what was then Campus Crusade for Christ, which is now the Crew, on a short-term mission project in Japan, and that's when God really called me to missions there, and then he led me, kept leading me there. I was there for 3 years teaching English, and then during that time I actually had a home church in Japan when I just learned the language more and found out that I had this gift in teaching. I didn't know that until I kind of was left cold turkey with this class teaching them, these high school students, teaching them Bible. And that really...
Japanese students or American?
Japanese, yeah. Okay. I was doing the English part, and there was this Japanese pastor that was doing the Bible part. She was a lady pastor, but yeah, she got taken away with marriage, and I was left with these girls, and I'm like, what do I do?
Oh, no.
And then as I went ahead and taught, and I enjoyed it, and God blessed and continued to lead me to that direction.
So how'd you meet up with John over there?
Well, I joined team as a short-termer after being in the JET program, which was teaching in junior highs. And so when I was with team, I chose team because I wanted to stay in that area, mm-hmm. kind of Western Japan, different culture than Eastern Japan, and warmer. And so that's why I chose team. But then my first year, the first summer in team, I met John. And John was not from the area I wanted to be in, you know, so now I'm in a very cold area. But it was, you know, God's leading, kind of funny the way he leads.
It is. It is. Hey, we're talking with John and Tammy Junker, who serve with Team in Japan. And if you want more information about the ministry of Team, it's pretty simple. You go to team.org. If you'd like more information about their ministry, they're with the Central Nagano Ministry Initiative. And so you kind of search for that on the Team website. You can look at Japan, and they list all kinds of short-term missions. And not just Japan, but we're focusing on Japan today. So that's team.org. It's very easy to get to. So what are some of the challenges you find ministering in Japan?
There's a lot of challenges, but I think one of the things is there are 0.2% are Christian.
0.2%.
So that's a, you know, that's, yeah, a, that's, and it hasn't really grown. And if you're in the country, it's probably even less. So you could have towns and villages without any church. Even the areas that do have churches, there's maybe an average size is 30 people in mm-hmm. church attendance. And that's after, you know, 150 years, since 1870s. That, you know, the Protestant church has been in Japan. So that's a challenge. I also just, Japanese are, they have, they don't, their religion is materialism things. They have their own religions, but it's not so much that doesn't control them as much as just being busy mm-hmm. and materialism and things like that. So I think that's a challenge. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing God work in our area. And that's what we wanted to prayed for. We're in Nagano, which is where they had the Winter Olympics in 98. So lots of people probably saw that on TV back then. But we're seeing God work in our area now. We have two thriving churches that are really starting to move ahead. And we're trying to start another church close by.
But there is a problem that, you know, Japan's very comfortable. You know, they've got wealth,
the country's prosperous. Yeah.
Yeah, they've got peace, and mm-hmm. really that's the goal of every Japanese is peace. Well, Americans too, peace and prosperity, but mm-hmm. wa means harmony, and group harmony is really important in Japan, and really that's the God. So syncretism, they'll believe Christianity along with Buddhism and Shintoism mm-hmm. as long as they're at peace with everybody. You know, maybe this country is also wanting peace with the different religions, and yeah. So that makes it really hard to, one, see a need. Why do we need salvation? I'm happy. I've got my family, my group, my stability with finances, and then they're very good people. They're very nice. You know, as long as you don't interfere with other people's lives, you're okay. And so seeing their own sin or need for a savior spiritually, that's not there either. So it's really hard showing them that they need anything more than they have.
That would be a challenge. Yeah, it's almost like somebody's, it's like a challenge here in the U.S. now. People have
very
so much.
I think
we have so much, and you know, we don't you know, you believe what you want to believe,
right.
And I'll believe what I want to believe, and we'll just,
right.
Yeah.
They call it Japan a post-modern, post-Christian country, even though it hasn't had a whole lot of Christianity.
Sure.
It's very much, I think, sort of ahead of America in a lot of those areas.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I want to highlight, like for our listeners, is you and I were talking a little about the issues the station went through, WJI went through getting translators up, and while that was challenging for us in Japan,
My mother and father did a radio broadcast for probably 20, 25 years. They had like 3 to 5 minutes. In a very short time, they called it the Abundant Life Hour. It was 3 to 5 minutes.
You know, once a week.
Once a week. But that all radio broadcast, nobody can own a radio station. That's, you know, no Christian can own a radio station. So everything is just little time increments wherever they can find time. It might be 6 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes my parents was like 6:30 in the morning, sometimes 8:30, wherever the stations are at time and where the finances sort of worked out. Mm-hmm. That's where you work. But there, and now we've had to sort of become creative in our doing more like internet type of radio broadcasts. And but still, nobody can own a station.
Yeah, so that's like, so here we take for granted.
Right.
Like even our area here, I can, yeah, we can listen to WJOI, or I can turn on a Christian music station.
We don't have any of it. The church has not gone to the digital age yet, mm-hmm. so most of the pastors do not do that. It's just all regular, just Sunday morning type of things. And so that's, there's no, the world, non-Christian, will not hear probably most of the Christian, whatever their, you know, whatever Christian broadcast.
Not so many opportunities.
Not very many opportunities at all.
Well, we've run out of time, so be sure to tune in next time as we continue our conversation with John and Tammy Junker, team missionaries in Japan. This has been WJOY's Lamplighter Program. Thanks for making us a part of your day.